You know what's fun to have for the holidays is a girlfriend, especially if you're one of Kennedy's ex-boyfriends, because apparently they're looking. You've had two of your ex-boyfriends reach out in the past week or two?
It's just weird. And it comes in clusters, it seems. Mm-hmm. I never just only hear from just one or whatever. And I realize, it could be one of two things. You know, maybe they're unhappy where they are, or they know how much I dislike the holidays. I'm not a big fan.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I'd like to think they're being altruistic and reaching out to see if I'm all right, but I don't get it.
Are you willing to reveal which of the two reached out?
It hardly matters. I mean,
yeah,
I'm nosy and I just want to know.
I know.
I want to know the nicknames of the ones.
Have you recently put up any pictures that are particularly good or anything like that?
I don't think so. I've kind of been social media non-existent for a little bit here. Right. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. But
so what do they say? Hey, you up?
No, it's not like that.
WYD.
It's not like that. It's not like that. It's, you know, at normal hours of days.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But it's just like one of them was like, you know, hi, how are you? How are you? How are you? And I just I had talked to him a few months back. And mm-hmm. I felt like he was rather dishonest in his dealings with me. Shocker.
Okay. Oh, so, now I really want to know who it is.
And so I was just like, you know, I just don't want to answer back. Because I just feel like you only come at me when you're sad or when you need something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
It's on his terms kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then when everything's all happy with your girlfriend, right. Everything's fine. Because it's all over Facebook.
Oh, he's dating somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So,
now yikes. I need to know which one it is.
That's one of them.
Right.
And then,
does he have a nickname that I gave him?
All of them have nicknames you gave them, babe.
Oh, so it's okay. So it's ones we know about. Okay.
Well, I've known you 20 years. I don't know that there's any you don't know about.
I feel like there's a few that may have slipped.
Well, we know these are all local cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Local cats.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. If I got a message from one of them, you guys would have known about it right away.
Was it a text message, an email, a phone call?
Text message and an email.
Oh, wow.
Well, because they text messaged me a bunch of times and I just kind of erase. And then they went to the email to be like, how come it is when you text me, I answer, and when I text you, you don't?
Oh, I think I know who it is now just by your impersonation of them.
Thirsty.
That literally could be all of them as well, Carson.
Yeah, you kind of have a type.
A bunch of Neanderthals.
Didn't want to say it, but okay.
Oh, no. Fact, not opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do the best thing for myself by not inserting myself into this narrative.
Good. So Kennedy has had a couple of exes reach out to her recently.
I know I'm not the only one. I know this happens.
Are you thinking about going out on a date with one of them?
No.
No, not even.
No, well, one of them has a girlfriend, and that just makes me feel very uncomfortable, even though I knew her when we were dating. And then the other one, it seems a recipe for disaster.
So you know the one's girlfriend?
Yeah.
What, did you let her know he's hitting you up?
No.
Roses, Thursday, 8:10.
I'm not friends with her like that. It's none of my business what
they
do.
Offer up some flowers for
it's
the
It's not
dude.
My business mm-hmm. what they do. Do you know what I mean?
That's,
so
wow, you are all up in
well,
it.
Well, if you want more drama in your life, answer.
I'm good.
If you don't,
literally,
just,
I have been spending the last year of my life trying to excise all the drama from it.
Block
try em. To do the self-care and just be about me, and then that'll work out just fine. But it's just strange to me. And they come in clusters. This happens whenever, there's one person who reaches out.
Right.
Within 5 days, I'll get another. Mm. It's like they can smell it in the
it's
air.
Like they have a beeper.
That's right.
When they know you're doing well, they finally know.
This
it's like beep, 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 beep.
Maybe.
Time to text her and ruin her life.
This is absolutely it. Whenever
Every
I'm
time.
In a really good place, like one of them just pops up and makes me feel so insecure again.
Maybe they actually have a support group and this is a plan. This is a planned attack.
Are you doing any online dating right now?
It's coordinated.
Yeah. I haven't gone out on dates, though.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just
so
kind of hanging out with Bender.
Dating.
That's really
okay.
It.
Okay.
No, I go through, I look at them. I just it has to be something really big for me at this point for me to just want to put out the effort at this point in my life.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah. Okay.
This thing with Bender, it works out for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to add anything else into it. I just need to get through the holidays and then worry about it.
eHarmony?
You know that they reject me, Carson.
Hi, my name is Kennedy, and I'm looking for love. Or at least something that looks like it. I'm not really single. Well, it's complicated, and I'm still trying to figure that out. But in the meantime, a little about me. I'm a radio DJ, a killer national anthem singer, and have single-handedly increased the stock in Harpoon Brewery since moving to Boston. A little bit about my personality. I'm funny, a bit of an intellectual, and I go to bed at 8 p.m., so you can tuck me in and then go back to the party if you like. I am many words that end in aholic, but I'm really not big on pigeonholing, so let's just leave it at that. To put any rumor to rest, I am broke. My children, that I'll never have, but that's a story for at least the third date. will be stuck with my Capital One bill for the rest of their lives. What's in my wallet? An empty Charlie card and an Advil. I'm looking for a mate who likes dive bars and golden tea, and preferably a season ticket holder to the Bruins. My perfect mate likes long walks on the beach, wearing SPF 50 and under a giant hat, of course, the soothing tick of my biological clock, and covering my bar tab. So if you can handle a redhead who's mouthy, and by that I mean medicated, what, like you're not? You can reach me at 61724 or at the Cask and Flagon before any Red Sox games.
So good.
You know, nothing really has changed. How old is that?
Like a couple minor details, like locations have changed. Right. But
I mean, that was years ago.
That's a decade old.
If there's one thing that's constant in life, guys, it's my inability to hang on to a man.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.